Ooh, guys, I read something today that, ooh, it got my blood boiling. So I gotta share it with you. I was on Daily Cartoons today taking a look at some of the news, and I saw an article, and it linked me actually to my local paper. And it's an interview with Julie Larson, who is the creator of Dinette Set. It's a nationally syndicated cartoon. If you don't know what Dinette Set is, please go seek it out so you can get an idea of what I'm talking about here. I know that last week I talked about how web cartoonists need to stop making fun of syndicated cartoons and, whether they were funny or not, or whether whether they're relevant in this day and age, blah blah blah. But I'm gonna make an exception for Dinette Set because I absolutely hate this comic. I don't find it funny. I don't find their writing to be compelling. I think the art is bad. I think this is a very, very bad cartoon. So it makes what I'm about to read to you that much more interesting. So this is from an interview with Julie Larson. And the article is titled "Internet Not Helping Cartoonists." Larson lives in Lincoln, where she's actively seeking a full-time job. Why is a nationally syndicated cartoonist looking for another career? Larson says it's simple economics. She's not getting paid enough for her comic. The culprit is the internet, Larson said. Dinette Set is available 24/7, with that day's strip available for free. All over the internet. The free-for-all is killing any chance for a cartoonist to make a modest income. To add insult to injury, even my own syndicate, bound to sell and promote Dinette Set, gives my product away for free on their website. And then it goes on to talk about how she's losing money and that newspapers aren't paying as much for her strips anymore and that, all this stuff. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Here is the deal. What syndicated print cartoonists need to stop doing is they need to stop blaming the internet for their problems. My God, this whole print versus web debate has been going on for years now, and I can't imagine that it's a surprise to anyone at this point that newspapers would find themselves in the position they are today, where they're in financial they're in a financial crisis and they're having problems selling papers and blah blah blah. Syndicated print cartoonists need to stop blaming the internet for their problems and start looking for ways that they can use the internet to their advantage. They have far more eyes on their comics right now than most web comics cartoonists could ever hope for. And to say that the internet, quote unquote, free for all is killing any chance for cartoonists to make a modest income is completely incorrect. We all know that web cartoonists are making modest incomes, and even some of them are making very good incomes online. And it's not doing you any good to blame the internet for your problems. What you need to do is start learning how you can make adjustments to how you do things in order to take advantage of the internet. I think for the vast majority of syndicated newspaper cartoonists, it is extremely possible for them to make a very good living online and possibly even, a better living online than they could in the newspapers. However, unfortunately, for Julie Larson, I don't believe the internet is going to be very kind to her. She says that her strip is middle of the road and targeted at mainstream America. I think that I think she thinks a little too highly of her strip. Unfortunately, I don't believe that her strip can make it online. I think in her case, her entire fan base is the people who read the newspaper daily over their cup of coffee or whatever. So unfortunately for her, I don't think it's the internet. I think it's just her, and I don't think the internet's gonna help her much in her case. But for the rest of the syndicated cartoonist world, please take a look.